This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is in no way medical advice. For 24/7 free and confidential support, referral, and treatment options and guidance, please call the National Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline at 988. If this is an emergency and you are in an immediate danger to yourself or others, please push pause on this episode and immediately call 911. Hi, I'm Danielle Todd, and you're listening to None of Us Are Normal. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. My name's Danielle Todd. Thank you for joining us today. Today, I want to talk about stress and a way that I cope with stress that might help you. So in my mind, there's kind of three types of stress. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure that scientifically, there's different types of stress that I'm not going to mention here today. But in my mind, there is good stress. That would be when you take a risk or do something challenging and you get a reward at the end of it. So for example, you quit your job, that's very stressful, but you quit your job and leave and find another better job, just for example. Another one is tolerable stress. This is the type of stress where something bad might happen. You may lose your job. There may be a death in the family, a relationship breakup, and you are in a healthy spot where you are able to tolerate the stress, even though it is stressful, you are able to find ways to cope with it. And then I find there's toxic long-term stress. Toxic long-term stress is where people have a limited ability and a limited support system to really conquer that stress, and you're constantly in a fight or flight mode, really high stress. Your body starts to take a toll on your body. So just real quickly, I know that you might listen to this and think, I already knew that. But real quickly, the effects that stress can have on your body is just, they're astronomical. It affects your central nervous system and your endocrine system. You can have a negative impact on your reproductive system and your sexual health and your sexual desires, all those things can really plummet when you're stressed. It can cause weight gain for other reasons because it has a direct impact on your digestive system and also your endocrine system, your hormones. So it can cause weight gain. The digestive tract can really be affected. You can have inflammation, symptoms like IBS, anxiety, depression. It can impact your skin. You can break out. And it can cause problems with relationships in your life. So obviously stress is not great, but everyone has a little bit of stress in their life. Some people more than others. I feel like I have a really stressful life, a really fun life, but there's a lot of stuff going on all of the freaking time. And so I have to really, really put myself first and find ways to cope with stress by reducing stress. Even if you just do a 2-minute breathing on your watch, your Apple Watch, and you sit there and you close your eyes and you take a couple deep breaths or you do a guided meditation, there's all sorts of ways to combat stress. But the effects that it has on your body is incredible. Immediately, it can lower your blood pressure and your heart rate. It helps decrease those digestive issues that I mentioned before. When you are stressed, the blood travels to all of your major muscles and all of your major organs, and it kind of leaves your digestive tract to fend for itself. When you combat your stress, your body is able to relax, feel safe, and just work in a better way. You know, everything is working, the blood is flowing, and you're able to chill out a little bit more. It helps your muscle tension. If you are stressed all the time, if you're listening to this right now, take a second to close your eyes and relax your face muscles. Relax your cheek, your jaw, your forehead, all those things. You hold tension, your shoulders, let them drop. Take a deep breath. You know, once you start relaxing, your muscles start to relax as well, and you feel less tension, less knots in your shoulders, all those things. it can stabilize your blood sugar. Again, going back to losing weight, insulin is a hormone. And when you're stressed out, your hormones are out of whack. So your insulin can spike or drop. Cortisol can spike and your insulin levels can drop. And it can cause blood sugar spikes, which is not good for you in a lot of ways, but also just weight gain. It helps with that, stabilizing your blood sugar. It can help your immune system. I've read a bunch of studies on how it actually can make your blood cells, your immune cells, stronger. So to fight off sickness, when you have somebody who is chronically stressed, they can also be chronically ill all the time, always catching colds, always catching, you know, the flu, or just run down. When you are when you are stress-free and relaxed, your body is healthier and able to adapt and able to take on those flus and colds and fight them off. Whereas if they're always high strung and in flight or fight mode, once something comes a little simple cold comes along, your body has a hard time reacting. It just freaks out and gets sick. You have a better sleep. You are able to sleep better at nighttime, and sleep affects everything in your life. It's almost like a catch-22. If you don't have a good sleep, you can also be stressed out. So really work on getting a better sleep, going to bed earlier, and doing some relaxation before bed. And it can help, like I said, ease anxiety and depression and other mood disorders. So now that we have those facts out of the way, I wanted to talk about something that I do to help relieve stress. And I'm sure a lot of you probably are going to think, oh, okay, that makes sense. I love to write. I love to write songs. I love to write stories. I love to journal. I love to just get the words out of my head onto a piece of paper. This reduces stress, boosts your immune system, helps improve your memory. It boosts your mood, your overall emotional health, and it engages both sides of the brain. Your left side is the analytical side, the thinking side, the strong side. If you are engaging that part of your brain when you're writing down things, it lets your creative mind be free and wander and come up with ideas. So it really engages both sides of your brain, and it's a good kind of brain activity. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit more. All of the benefits to writing, you can look them up. There's studies on it and journaling and all of those things. I myself personally lean heavily into creative writing and songwriting as a form of therapy. Really, that is exactly what I do. Not always, but a lot of times I write from personal experience. If something major happens in my life, I will sit down and I will write a song. I feel a lot of other people's emotions. I don't know about you, but I take on other people's emotions when I see a sad person, or when I know that somebody is going through, you know, losing a loved one or going through a breakup. I immediately want to rush to help. And one of the ways that I help is by writing a song for them. Even if it doesn't get to them or I don't show it to them, it helps me to know that I'm writing something and I'm getting my ideas out on paper and I'm sorting through my thoughts. If I wake up in a bad mood, another thing that I like to do is I like to do what is called morning pages. I will link below to a book, and it is slipping my mind right now what it's called. It's called The Artist's Way, actually. Sarah Tweet on one of our podcasts actually discussed this. Basically, it's all about how to be a creative writer is this book. That's what this book is about. But one of the things that she mentions is morning pages. She says, no matter what, every morning to write down 3 pages of anything that comes to your mind as soon as you stumble out of bed. I don't really do it in this way. I kind of adapted to my own way. And I just do a complete brain dump, especially when I wake up and I just feel like I didn't have a good sleep. I'm not ready for the day. Yesterday's problems are still on my mind. I wake up, I sit down, and I have an empty piece of paper in front of me, and I write down literally every single thought that runs through my mind. I will say, I forgot to take out the garbage last night. The dog won't stop barking. I have to go grocery shopping today and I don't want to. And, you know, it's just like, it's really kind of negative writing. But when you get that negativity out of your brain and onto a piece of paper, afterwards you feel like, okay, now I can get my day started. Because when you wake up with all this jumble in your head, it is just this negative weight on your shoulders and you need to put it somewhere. So put it on a piece of paper and see if that helps. That is what has really helped me lately. I don't do it every morning. In the book, they suggest to do it every single morning. And I personally don't. I should be a little bit better at it, but I do find that when I'm in a sour mood, having that negative dump onto a piece of paper. I don't know why I keep saying piece of page. When I have that negative dump onto a piece of paper, it really, really, really just helps sort out what's going on in my head. And I'm able to leave it behind and start my day on a brand new clean slate. In my previous podcast episode, I mentioned that when I went through a breakup, I stopped writing and I stopped singing. And I just wanted to kind of go back and say, I didn't stop writing and singing forever. I just stopped putting the pressure on myself. A lot of people say, oh, write a song about it, as if that's supposed to magically heal my breakup. And it doesn't. But when I was in the mood for it, you know, after a couple of months of really kind of being sad, I did sit down at the piano and I did sit down with a guitar and I did sit down with a piece of paper. And let me tell you, it just flowed out of me. Creative writing is very healing for me personally, especially songwriting. And it gives me a sense of accomplishment, especially if I'm in like a dark place like that, when I feel like I'm no good at anything. It's really good for me to be able to finish a song as a whole, or maybe not even a song, maybe just a verse that I like, or a few lines that really sort of encompass the feeling that I'm having. It gives me the sense of accomplishment and purpose. And it also helps me to be able to help somebody else. I know not everybody is a creative writer and they don't share what they're writing. But if this resonates with you, I hope it resonates with you, because sometimes I will write something and when I put it out into the world, I have this like scary feeling like, oh gosh, I hope people understand this song. And then they come up to me after a show and they say, that song that you sang about the friend that you lost, like my friend is sick right now. And it just really, you know, touched me and it really helped me and it made me cry, but in a good way. And to be able to take my emotions and help somebody else with their emotions is a really powerful thing. I know not everybody has that option, but there's something else that you can do with writing that can be very, I guess, cathartic and therapeutic. If you have a friend or somebody who is that you love is going through something, whether they're losing something or lost their job or, you know, are going through a breakup, or if you are in a breakup and you feel like with your ex you can't communicate how you're feeling, I love to write letters. I love to sit down and write them a letter and tell them how I feel. My friend passed away a few years ago from cancer, and every time I saw her, she said, I don't want to cry. I want to be happy. And she was so positive right up until the end. But it was hard for me to not cry and not feel those emotions. And so I sat down and I told her about everything that she did for me in my life. I sat down and I wrote about how she changed my life, how much she meant to me, how I'm a different person because of her. And I wrote it all down and it was tough. It was hard. I bawled my eyes out. I'm sure there was a bunch of teardrops that landed on those papers. And I knew that she didn't want to talk to me about it, but I knew that she would love to read it at some point and just know how loved she is. So I gave her that letter. Also, going through breakups, I have a really hard time talking to somebody one-on-one, especially if it's like this really high stress environment. And so I like to write down on a piece of paper what I feel and give it to that person, you know? Sometimes I write letters to people and I don't give it to them. That's another way of really releasing feelings and negative energy, even sometimes positive energy. And I really feel like a weight is just lifted afterwards. One time when I lost somebody when I was 17 years old to suicide, I had a really hard time coping with that. And so I went to counseling and the counselor said, I want you to write them a letter about how you feel and how their death impacted you. And so I did. I sat down and I wrote down all of my feelings. I said, I can't sleep at night. I'm scared. I miss you. I'm sorry that I couldn't help you. You know, all of these things. And I wrote it down. And the next meeting with the counselor, I gave it to her. And she said, okay. And she read through it. And at the end of it, she said, okay. She said, now I want you to write how they would respond to you. And that was tough. It was tough to sit down and think, what would they say to me at this moment? Would they say sorry? You know, would they say, I love you? And so I did. I sat down and I wrote what I thought their response would be. And until I wrote it out on a piece of paper, I never really thought about their side of it. And so that was a huge moment for me when I realized that writing really reduced my feelings of depression and anxiety around that situation. It was just a big eye opener because I knew that person and I knew what they would have said to me and I knew how they would have felt. Until I actually put their words down on a piece of paper, it was hard to kind of believe what they would say. So that's another exercise that I love doing. A lot of my writing is also private. Like I mentioned, those letters and stuff are private. And a lot of times my poetry or my stories are private. I just keep them to myself. But having that sort of outlet and a place to release those emotions has really been a huge sort of difference in my life. I feel like lately I've been more proactive in setting aside time to write out things as opposed to just like spur of the moment, like, oh, I should write a song about this. No, in the mornings, I really try to do something creative or not even creative, but just like I said, those morning pages. I'm trying to put space in my day for writing because I know how much it can reduce stress and how much of a difference on your body and your physical and mental health it can have. It also gives me a place to look back on and see how far I've come. I don't write a day-to-day journal. I really should. I wish that I did. And I want to be better about it. So maybe that can be a goal for me that we can talk about in another episode. But sometimes you can look back on a piece of writing that you did and think like, gosh, I remember how I felt then. For example, when I went through that breakup, a few months afterwards, I wrote a song, and to this day, I think it's one of the saddest songs I've ever written. But I love that song because when I sing it, I think like, wow, what a dark place I was in, and look at me now. Like, I would have never thought that I would get to this place where I have my own podcast. I have my own recording studio and business with my husband. I have a husband. I have two dogs. I have a home. I am happy. I am in a great mood. I am working on myself every day. You know, looking back on that time, I felt like my purpose was to survive because it was so hard for me to survive at that point. I didn't know how I was going to make it through every single day when I woke up. It was a scary and sad time for me. And when I sing that song now, it brings me so much joy because I remember. It brings me back to that place. and I'm there for 3 minutes and then whoop, I'm out of it and I'm back into this happy place. And that is something that I really, really love about being able to look back on my life. If you are the type of person who can journal every day, you can look back 5 years ago and think like, wow, look how far I've come. Look what I've done, you know? And it's a really big accomplishment when you see through the years what you've done. I also like to keep what's called a push journal. This is Shalene Johnson again. I've mentioned her before. And I just really like the way that she talks about goal setting. And the push journal is basically just you can buy one or you can do it yourself. She sells push journals. I bought one, but I tend to do it myself now that I know how she does it. But basically, it's a way to set goals for yourself. And then every morning, do three things that will bring you a step closer to your goal. Now, one of the things that she mentions is to do 90-day goals, so quarterly goals, as opposed to in 5 years from now, I want this. Okay, well, in 5 years from now, that's great, but like 5 years is a long time to work towards something. So let's work towards something that will get you there in 5 years that you can do in 90 days. So one of the things that I love to do is figure out all of my goals. Say I have 10 goals in the next year that I want to do, whether they're personal, physical, career related, family related, anything. You know, I sit down and I make 10 goals for myself. And I look at those goals and I think, what do I need in my life? This is what Shalene suggests to do. She says to take those 10 goals and say, what do you need in your life that will help you reach those goals? So for me, it's time, more time, and more self-discipline. So every single day, I open up my journal, I write down, you know, a few pieces of paper, and then I look at three things that I can do that day that will bring me one step closer to having more time and more self-discipline. Right now, I am focusing on more time for me. There's also, you might have something that needs more skills, a new skill, or something that needs more money. So in the next 90 days, what are things that you can do to give you those things? For me, it's stop scrolling on my phone. Using my journal is a self-discipline thing because I'm not that great at it. And so I'm trying to be better. So every morning, one of my goals is use my journal. And that's one goal ticked off for the day when I use my journal. Another thing is going to the gym on a regular basis. And another thing is watching what I'm eating. Just being conscious. I'm not trying to do a massive diet, but I'm trying to put things into my body that feeds my energy and both physically and mentally. And just feeds my soul. If something makes me happy, I'm not going to deprive myself of it. But I'm also going to ask myself, does that bring me one step closer to my goals every time I eat something? I know that there is a really big movement right now talking about eating and healthy eating habits. And there's all those videos of like what I eat in a day and stuff like that. So again, I mentioned before, I'm working with a dietitian because I just wanted to be the healthiest version of myself and learn about food because it's something I'm very passionate about. So I kind of went off on a tangent there. Sorry. But that's something that's really important to me. So every day I try to do those three things. And at the 90-day mark, I'm hoping that I will have more self-discipline. I'm hoping that by 90 days, I'll just use my journal automatically. I'll just go to the gym automatically. And when I'm eating, I'll stop feeling so guilty about certain things and start feeling better about what I'm eating. So those are kind of the ways that I use creative writing and journaling to help with my stress level. I've really, really enjoyed writing my whole life. I used to, in high school, even write stories, like short stories, just for fun, just for something to do. And I love it. Now, one of the things that I also want to mention is don't feel like you have to right at home. Don't feel like you have to be in a, you know, quiet room. You can be in a quiet room. You can also do it at a cafe. You can also do it in your car before work, not driving, but in the parking lot. You can do it outside under a tree, go to a park, go to a lake, all of those things just to make the experience easier and happier for you. But just set aside a couple minutes a day to, and it doesn't have to be long, 3 minutes maybe, to just write anything down on a piece of paper. I've already discussed about how it reduces stress and what reducing stress does for your body. So let's start to reduce stress together and let's be better about trying creative writing and journaling every day. I wrote down real quick some examples and challenges. I wrote down 10 different things that I like to do. And hopefully maybe one of these will resonate with you. And challenge yourself. Like, I double dog dare you, I triple dog dare you to sit down every single day this month for the next 30 days and just check it off a list. You know, say, okay, sorry, I got to do this. And pick one of these challenges. Maybe you do the same challenge every day, or maybe you do all 10 of them and do a different one each day. It doesn't matter, but I challenge you, and please tell me, comment or find me or message me after 30 days and tell me how it changed your life and how you feel and if it made you feel any better. Okay, so quick examples and challenges. First off, morning pages or brain dump. In the morning when you wake up, maybe you have your cup of coffee by the flower bed and write down a full page or 3 pages if you want, or set your timer for 10 minutes and write down anything that comes to mind. I'm talking anything, all the mumble jumble that goes on in your brain. Just get it out onto a piece of paper and see if that helps you in the rest of your day. Start taking notice of if it feels like a weight is lifted after you've written things on those papers. Okay, number 2 is gratitude pages. Sit down and write things maybe before bed. I like to do this before bed. Write down 3 or 4 things that you're grateful for, 3 or 4 things that changed your life. Maybe you're grateful for your partner, or you're grateful for your pet, or you're grateful for your mom or dad, any of those things. Write down what you're grateful for and write down why. This can be a really short one. It can be maybe just 3 things and it can be a point form list, but write them down. Take a second to sit with it and take a second to appreciate what you're grateful for. 3, set some goals. If you want to try that push journal idea, you can look up Chalene Johnson push journals. But you can also just write down on a piece of paper 3 goals that you want to accomplish in your day, every single day, and keep it in a book so that you can go back and look like, did I accomplish those things? Did I get further ahead? And that way you'll kind of keep a log of your accomplishments throughout the days and months ahead. Writing problem solving down. So this is basically just plain old journaling. Sit down with a problem in your mind. Maybe it's you want to decide whether or not you need to change career paths, or maybe you want to decide whether or not you want to have kids. I don't know. Like, these can be really big, important things, or they can be little tasks that you're just having a hard time and it's replaying in your head all the time. If it's in your head on repeat, sit down and write some pages out, write some pros and cons lists, and figure out what really matters to you and write it out on a piece of paper. Problem solve. Okay, number 6. Do some creative writing. Try writing a poem, a short story, a short book if you want, or a song or some verses. Anything that gives you creative, colorful writing. It not only is it super fun to just try and do, nobody ever has to read these, by the way. It can just be for you. It doesn't have to be for anybody else. Just keep it for yourself. And then if you want to share it, you can. I like to write Facebook posts a lot. That's sometimes what I do for creative writing. I sit down, things happen to me throughout the day, and I think like, wow, what a cool thing. I want to share this with people. I want to share this delight with people. And hopefully it makes their day have a little glimmer of hope, you know? So write down something that is creative in whatever way pleases you. Write a page about somebody that you love. I love doing this because sometimes I'll write it about my husband. Sometimes I will write it about my mom or dad or my sister or my nephew. Sometimes I'll write it about my best friend and how proud I am of them. Sometimes I'll write it about my dog and how much joy they bring me, my dogs. And writing about somebody that you love is so personal, and it really, really, really helps me because it just makes you remember how lucky I am to have those people in my life. Which brings me to my next one. Try writing a page about all the things that you love about yourself. This one might be hard for some people. Make sure you write a page. Honestly, I dare you to write 3 pages because it can be hard. It's hard to sit there and accept your own compliments, but try it. And I think you will come up with the feeling that you don't know how much you actually appreciate yourself. When you write it down on a piece of paper and it's sitting there in front of you, it can be pretty emotional how much you do every day that you're proud of. So write it out on a piece of paper and read it back to yourself. Maybe even read it into the mirror. Write a letter to yourself. As like I said before, write a letter to somebody else, but write it to yourself about how much you wish you would appreciate yourself. And then read it to yourself. You know, look in the mirror. Do those little exercises. That can really, really be a game changer with your mental health. And then just for some creative writing ideas, you can write out your earliest childhood memory or one of your favorite childhood memories. I do that a lot when I think about, I can actually still remember, we had this teacher, I was in grade 8, and we had a teacher, Mr. Mishaw, and we did a creative writing exercise. And it was, I chose to write about camping when I was a little girl, like I don't even know how young I was because it's just flashes in my mind. And I can still remember the creative writing piece that I wrote. I wrote all about being camping and in our tent trailer. My mom and dad were on one side and my sister and I shared a bed. And I shared, my side of the bed was closest to the outside of the trailer. So I was like, my sister was inside and I was outside basically. And it was pouring rain that night. And I reached up and I put my hand on the roof of the trailer, the tent trailer, which you're not supposed to do, but I did anyway. And I felt the rain beat down on my hands. And I just felt so safe in that moment. And I wrote a whole piece about this. And I remember just, you know, writing it and handing it in, but I felt pretty proud about it. And Mr. Mishaw actually read it to my whole class. He didn't tell anybody who it was from, but he read it to the whole class, which was one of my first times being recognized as a writer when I was a little girl. So that was really, really a fun thing for me, is remembering my childhood memories or even just memories from my 20s, writing it out and remembering how cool of a life I have and appreciating that. And then lastly, just write about struggles at home, in your life, your career, in your relationships, financial troubles, questions that you have for yourself, anything that you're struggling with, write it on a piece of paper and see if you can work through it. So I challenge you to try one of these things or all of these things for the next, you know, 7 days to 30 days. And please, please contact me and let me know if you feel a difference, if it helps you, or contact me with any challenges or examples of creative writing that you do or journaling that you do or things that you write about, because I would love to hear about it. I'm still trying to be better at adding it to my everyday routine, and coming up with new ideas every day is really exciting for me. So please contact me. I would love to hear from you. And as always, be safe. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to None of Us Are Normal. Being a human is hard, and I hope hearing from other humans on my show helps you in your own experience. For additional resources or to learn more about today's guest, please visit DanielleToddMusic.com.
So make it worth every joy, worth every pain. Look for the sun even.